They really rock it in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16. She just got to have about a half a million, a famed autograph. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Become so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go. It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Oh, daddy, daddy, I beg of you, whisper to mommy, it's all right with you. 'Cause they'll be rocking on the bandstand in Philadelphia, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. They'll be rocking on bandstand, Philadelphia, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she's got the grown-up blues. Dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be Sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. Way out in St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16.
Hello and welcome to episode 16 of PWA Radio.
Week 16.
Is it 16? No, it's not week 16 because I took a couple weeks off, you stupid fucker.
It's week 16 because, you know, Sweet 16, that's what...
Oh, you said sweet, not week. Well, you're still a stupid fuck. No, we're not doing that either. It's, you know, though, I guess you could do, yeah, Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16 for the intro music. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm Rob, you know me. You found us at pwaradio.com. Shut the fuck up. pwaradio.com, or maybe the-pwa.com. Whatever, I'm having a hard time caring tonight. We've got a whole gang of miscreants with us tonight. Let's see. Who do we have? Alex Wilkie, are you there? No.
Yeah, I'm here. What's
Whatever.
Up?
Chameleon, you there?
I am.
Okay, whatever.
You okay, Rob?
No. I'm working my way to drunk.
Does Rob have a tissue?
Normally, you start there.
Yeah. Well. Yes. We've got, who else here is with us? Nightmare? Nightmare's with us?
Hey, a champ. Oh, wait, that's Mark.
Nightmare is your friend.
We've got,
got a big role.
And then
there.
We've got, Sabina. I'm thinking I'm saying that right.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're that's all for today. So We've had a big night tonight in the PWA.
Poor Rob.
Yes.
And apparently there's a whole supply of bubble wrap in here.
Supply of
what?
Whole supply of bubble wrap, apparently.
I will kick you off of the show so fast your head will spin.
Oh, well, at least I can still collect a paycheck from somewhere else.
I'm still getting a paycheck.
No, Night Striker's getting the paycheck. Remember, we've had this discussion.
Oh, I hadn't thought that through. Anyway.
Time to renegotiate your contract.
It's not...
Oh, wait! You don't have one.
That...
Ouch.
What?
I don't know.
Am I listening to Peppermint Patty talk here? Is that it?
Womp womp.
Yes.
The viruses are going to our throat, so it's...
So,
syphilis.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had a Farewell to Arms. Was this a sanctioned PWA event? Oh,
yes.
God damn it. And... So we had that tonight. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We've got some upcoming events that are going to be upcoming. We'll talk about those, and we'll interview somebody, maybe, depending on my level of sobriety. So, yeah, sounds like fun. First off, what do we want to talk about first? Anybody that's not Mark McNasty?
Let's talk about Farewell to Arms, because that's the only reason.
Let's talk about the what?
World Farewell title arms. Match. Come on. No,
let's talk about the pay-per-view in
All
order.
Right. Fine. So, we had the Farewell...
You have to. It's really just kind of boring up
you
until the end there.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
Actually, I thought right after my match it got boring, but hey.
I'm pretty sure that...
I think people fell asleep during your match.
How the hell are you...
Weren't there some, some technical difficulties? And I thought the main event didn't happen.
You'd like that.
Well, I actually thought it was going to happen differently myself.
I thought it was going to happen much differently, too. But,
we may not get along all the time, Rob, but I actually thought you were the better competitor that night.
Well, thank you. I am right there with you, buddy. But that's okay. That's okay. I've got, you know what? This just means more time to bang McNasty's mom. That's how I'm looking at it. So,
hey, whatever makes you happy.
I didn't say it made me happy, but I will do it anyway. So we start off the show with a pretty little montage that didn't have nearly enough Phoenix in it. Hope you enjoyed what you got, people, because that's all there is. Darren Rydell came out, who everybody knows I'm not a big fan of, because he's is he still with the MOA?
He should be.
Well, you would think so, but those people change alliances so quickly. Dude, I was in the MOA at one point, apparently. So, yeah. I really do not recall. I was drunk a lot of the time.
They drive you to drink, man.
That wasn't it. That might be how I got there, but that wasn't the cause. So, he talks, and he's all happy because we're at a Farewell to Arms part 7 or something, I don't know. We've got a first match. Did anybody watch the first match?
I did.
Lovely. It was.
I'm the only one.
I watched it. It was the O'Connor boys.
That's probably why I missed it. Hmm. Oh, wasn't it wasn't Grade A Nastiness that showed them the ropes in their first match and pretty much handed
That's
their asses
tough
to them?
To say.
I think everybody did that, didn't they?
Wilkie, we can gloat about much better things. Come on, dude,
anyway,
seriously.
That's true.
Anyway, they fought America's Most Hated, a couple of newcomers that were, I believe the term is far from impressive. Yeah?
Worst team name ever. It's such a cliche.
All right. You know, due to the fact that there's arguably a lady in the studio, I won't make my comments tonight. But, yeah.
Hey, I didn't see you getting any mace in your face.
Please, don't set me up with stuff that easy, because I really want to go for it. I can't. All right. Now.
Just do it, Rob. It's supposed to be the first time. I mean, come on. Who cares? Just go.
All right.
Just do it.
Okay. No.
You need to feel better. So
that's not the only thing you've got. All right, let's move on.
Goodbye.
Now, the O'Connor boys won. They're actually fairly impressive. They're green, I think. But they're getting better. They're working on it. They could be tag champs in the future.
And
I disagree, but you know anyone can be tagged.
Really, really,
in the
because
future if you think about it,
Wilkie, you've tried to be the tag champ and you couldn't. So how about you just shut the fuck up? How about that?
You not say in the future,
Wilkie?
I said in the future, so it could happen anytime.
No, quite frankly, quite frankly, Wilkie, you could not be the champ in the future. So, and now neither can I.
It depends upon who he's teamed with. They could carry.
No, nobody's that good.
I think right now in that body cast, you'd pretty much have to carry him. I mean, Jesus, we were lucky to get a line into the hospital so quick, but they probably still had it set up from when me and Rob fell through the goddamn battle.
He's probably got a goddamn private room.
I had him on standby for him.
So they'd probably enforce it. No one would want a room.
All right. So Alex Wilkie.
I'm just surprised Wilkie and I can, you know, get along and talk here with, you know, me sending him out packing the way I did.
Dude, all the morphine and Vicodin, he probably doesn't know who you are.
So, anyway.
Chameleon, you know what? I know when I'm beat, Chameleon, and I have to say, I did have a really good match with you, and I got my fill of Dr. Pepper, so you know what? I'm actually pretty good
about
it.
Wow, that is just the most saccharine bunch of bullshit I've ever heard.
Like I said,
Rob,
morphine,
you can suck my
Vicodin.
Dick.
I mean,
well, I don't understand what the Dr. Pepper's a product. What was it doing
that's
a topic
why
that
Rob, let's look at it this way. At least when I come back, I'm still going to have a job for me.
Ooh. Burn.
I really wouldn't
got burned,
really, you know, bet on that. Anyway. And I'm still under contract. I'm still getting paid. I just can't wrestle anymore. So.
He's so drunk, he's already blacked out. He forgot the whole talk about Night Striker.
Well, anyway.
He could always manage Moke and Dragon.
Well, that's Fantastic Andy's job. But,
Let him go work
well,
with Night Striker.
You need a job right
well,
now.
Well, no, not really. I've got all the sweet, sweet Universal Studios endorsement money coming in. Probably not anymore since I won't be on TV to shill their stuff, but... yeah. So anyway, I don't think they actually watch the PWA anyway, so it's possible I could go for a few months before they find out. So anyway.
I'll be on the phone
so,
tonight.
What? Anyway. So Wilkie.
Speak up,
Wilkie,
Brianna.
you and Fire were talking, right? What
yeah.
were you talking about?
We were talking. What do you mean what we were talking about? We're trying to figure out what our allegiance was here. Mine basically was to take out Chameleon. I failed
well,
in that fact. And hers was to, what, sorry?
I said big surprise. Am I using, are the words too big for you? You having trouble understanding there?
No, you're,
huh?
I'm sorry, all I hear is alcohol running around in your freaking mouth. Anyway. So anyway, I was too big. I don't even know if she won the Psycho Sandra match. Did she? I don't remember. Did she?
Well, let's get to that.
Yeah, well, let's get to that because really, I don't have
shut
have
up,
no...
Wilkie. I swear to God, I will kick you off.
Fuck off, Rob.
Oh, it looks like we're going to have some technical difficulties with your goddamn microphone. I'm not in the mood tonight, gentlemen. And lady.
No! Don't deprive me!
So, yeah, we've got...
You've been deprived for ages.
We've got a Divas tag match. That really is a bit of a disgusting term. We've got... who's it?
Yes, thank you. You've actually made one intelligent conversation comment the entire night.
Anyway, so...
I actually... Okay, I'm going to have a talk with Emerson. I actually told him before the pay-per-view to not... you know, distinguish this match from any other. And then he goes,
wait a minute now,
so
I got a question.
He might find it.
Sabina there, how tall are you?
Oh, 6 foot.
Okay.
So the 190 is not too much then. I mean, it is. It's a bunch. Mm. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a lot of weight. But...
she carries it well. I'm
very helpful for my height.
Oh, yeah, goddamn.
Oh,
okay, so we got fire, and this is a tag match. I'm with you. We got fire teaming up with...
Could I please take this role, please?
No. Shut up, McNasty. I mean,
Vaseline Queen. Okay, I'm happy.
So anyway. So we got Sabine and Fire taking on Psycho Sandra and Circa. And what? You know what? It was...
Yes, great match. What? I just said
it was
a great match.
It was a great match.
I actually paid attention to this one, but what man wouldn't?
You know what? I'm sick of talking to you people. We had winners by pinfall.
Then shut up.
Oh, this is...
Let any of them pin me.
Yeah, anyway, so Circa and Sandra apparently won. What happened there, Sabina? I have a hard time with your name. I'm going to start calling you something else.
Sabina is
well, fine. Thank you, but yep. I'm going to call you something else. It's easier for me to say. Gretel. Gretel's a good name.
Be careful, you're about to become the next Erica Engel.
Yeah, we're going to...
She doesn't know who that is.
Off. I'm going to have the Rob show for an hour tonight. I'm going to listen to some.
With an audience
hey,
of one.
I've been waiting 3 months to get on this show just so I can rip you a new one.
Uh-huh. Oh, what's that? I think your mic's going out. What?
Anyway, so what happened? What happened? Why did you lose? Because this was your first big pay-per-view match? First big pay-per-view match.
Oh, let's see. Why did I lose?
Uh-oh. Somebody else has been hitting the sauce, ladies and gentlemen. So Mark, anything interesting happened lately?
All I know is Circa's endorsement for Vaseline is well-earned lately.
Really? See, that just doesn't... I don't really get the whole Vaseline jokes. Have you ever actually, like... touched Vaseline? That stuff is fucking nasty. And I bet it's nasty for fucking, too.
I don't
get it.
I would never use Vaseline in the terms
No, I'm
of,
sure
you,
you
know,
wouldn't,
Mark
Wilkie. Nor would you get... God damn it. Anyway.
Well, the most surprising thing happened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
You're out of job. Woo!
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to mention this because this is PWA Radio, but you know what? Here's the thing. I've signed with another promotion already.
Oh, who might that be?
I noticed that.
I'm actually this weekend, I guess it's Sunday, going to be taking part in a huge event. Huge, huge event. I've got a title shot coming up here at ye old RXW Vertigo for the Iron Man title.
Wait.
I have to admit I'm laughing too, but on the inside.
Oh, originally.
Boy. Yeah,
oh,
but
boy.
Who are you competing against?
Wilkie, you can't laugh. You're over there more than
he is. Yeah, Wilkie is actually in the same match I am.
Who else is in that match, man?
And I don't know how he's going to be able to compete because he's broken in two.
Yeah, now, see, here's the problem. Is I actually went over there as a Goodwill ambassador. It's kind of... I who the hell sent me as a Goodwill ambassador? I don't fucking know. But, yeah, so, you know...
Well, Razor apparently was trying to get rid
of
you.
Yeah, but...
Maybe that's true. What was
in
store for you?
It is unfortunate, but it is a paycheck. And I'll be honest, since I don't think, you know, Dave Blazing Wing's listening, I don't think it's going to be a paycheck for that much longer. But there we go. So anyway, so...
I would like to still get him on the show one
know,
of these
elusive.
Days.
He is elusive.
I thought you were going with a loser.
No,
but...
I don't pass judgment. Not tonight.
He uses his free time up for other things, and I'm pretty sure we all know what that's for.
Don't worry, Mark and I can both pass judgment, and we've both had to work with him in the past.
Well, all right. So we got, oh yeah, so the next bit we have...
Not high points.
We got Lean Bean Miller backstage conducting probably the best interview of his career. I'm not going to lie. It was spectacular, and there was mention of PWA radio, and that's...
And it's your final one in PWA.
Well, not necessarily. I can still talk all I want. I could come back as a manager. I could come back as a commentator. I could be a referee. I could, you know what?
But who really interviews referees?
I was interviewed before, and I was reffing tonight.
I could.
But were you doing anything?
There's a lot of things I could do.
Yeah, at a match.
There you go.
As much as the stock slips around, you never know. Yeah, you never know what position I could be. There could be a favorable administration is not the right word, but front office, and I could get a position again. I could be like vice president in charge of Yahoo relations, something like that. So there you go.
Who knows? Something could happen to Joe, and you could become general.
It could happen, and you know what? Thanks for that. Anyway, so
I'm going on record. No.
Well, too bad you don't have any say, Chameleon.
Hey, too bad you don't know how that's going on, Phoenix.
I could still be the Phoenix. I'm still okay. Other places, RXW, and maybe.
Well, your choices of secondary feds really impress me.
Well, you know, you got to take where they'll give you the money, and they gave me, you know, some money. And
what?
Yeah, but was it an American chain?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know.
I check and make sure it's not Monopoly money.
Well, it's not that, but he gave me. Well, I mean, for my first payday, I got rolled coins, and I didn't occur to me to like open them and count them because he paid me in nickels. That could be a problem. So anyway. So then we have who do we have here? We got ye old Corey Lazarus and Malcolm West, TVMA, apparently, whatever. Fuck that.
On sex and violence, the old.
I can't hear a word you're saying, McNasty. Yeah,
thank God.
And they're taking on
sex and violence.
Okay, and that would be.
Myself and I may.
Yes, well, you may. Child. Who is it?
That's her name.
That's the I dumbest may. Name I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, she's from Korea. What can you expect?
What are you saying? What are you saying?
I'm saying that over there, they make up their names by drawing.
Wow, that's a very racist comment. We don't condone that. By the way, I'm the new Kindler Phoenix that's looking for a job, and I can't have that kind of stuff on my radio show.
He's going to
be
the
George Bush.
What?
You sound just like George Bush. Next thing you're going to be going on about 1,000 points.
Well, that would
life.
Be George Herbert Walker Bush. I'm thinking, what did I say? Did I say nuclear? I don't.
Kindler, gentler. Yeah, like we're. Like, we're going to buy that. You're not kinder or gentle.
You know what? I used to be kind and gentle. And
then you...
No, and I used to rescue puppies. And
then he found you.
I think it all went downhill when he joined the Icons.
I was in the Icons? What?
You, well,
he
you
doesn't
were
remember
with
that
them.
Or the MOA.
God damn it. I've got a confession to make, ladies and gentlemen. I've been drunk most of my life. But...
That would explain the
last that would explain so very, very much. So,
also the poor decision making skills. MOA
hiring the Summers Brothers
match.
I should have hired the Smothers Brothers. That would have been a much more entertaining federation.
I
was going to say there's only two of us have any idea who the fuck I'm talking about, but they're hilarious.
Yeah. I know
true.
I know who
and they are
about.
Hilarious. Speaking of, anyway, let's move on. So, this was, hey, you still there, Sabina? Yes, I am. All right.
No, she's busy reviewing the truck in the show because she wants to remember everything that happened.
I lost my cap. Okay, here we go. Now, let's talk about this match, people. Corey Lazarus versus whatever, Mai Ling and Nightmare and...
EMA versus...
Whatever. So, who won? Who cares? Good answer.
We did.
All right. Very nice. Wild Child. Do I know the Wild Child? I don't think so.
No, this is, I believe, the first match. First match in this federation, I believe. Oh, although she was manager for a while until she got herself fired.
You know, I never thought I'd actually have to say this, but spit it out, Riona.
Wasn't she commissioner?
Oh, that was a good one. Anyway, so that was pretty, that was intense. Tell me about this intense match, Nightmare.
Well, I knew that Corey was going to be a difficult opponent after...
Oh my god, he's not here. You don't have to suck up to him. Sorry.
Well,
Come on.
Yes! He's a pain in the ass, yes! To be honest. He's a vicious fighter, but Malcolm sucks. I told him all along he didn't know what he was getting into. Lazarus told him all along he didn't know what he was getting into. But he still decided that thought he was some big, tough piece of shit, and well, all he ended up being was a piece of shit.
Nightmare. So, what you're saying is Malcolm sucks and Riona spits. Is that right? Am I following?
Yes.
Super.
I will plead the fifth since she's present. However, I won't stop else from commenting.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so, yeah, so Sex and Violence won. Big whoop.
Yeah, since this match isn't going to count for anything, it is pretty much...
Exactly. It's not like you fucking had to retire or anything. So, we...
Not like I'm dumb enough to put my career on the line, either.
Yeah. So we got a TV title match. I think... I don't know. Psycho Sander won, I guess. Okay. No, that would be Alex Wilkie taking on Chameleon. Who's the one that comes out to the Rage Against the Machine music? Well, fuck
you. That would
be me. All right. I hate them. So, you know what? I'm glad you lost.
You know what?
I am.
Fuck off. Rage Against the Machine is fucking amazing.
You know
what? Tom Morello is God.
This is what makes me sad, is that your life is, you've seen so few things of wonderment that you find them to be actually amazing. I find them to be repetitive and pedestrian. How about that? Do you even know what those words mean? Do you have those words in Canada? I will say it. I'll kind of dumb it down for you. I don't know if I can dumb it down enough.
We have a word for you, Rob. It's called fucktard, and that's what you are.
Oh,
Rage Against the Machine is very good.
You know what?
Although I'm not saying that they're the
best.
Tom Morello is a fucking amazing.
Well, we better hurry this up tonight because Wilkie's got to get back to fifth grade tomorrow. So Wilkie just got his ass handed to him. Explain to me, please, somebody, what happened in this match.
It's a street fight. What else is to explain?
Okay. So why is it that you're probably out of commission for quite a while?
Yes, do tell him that.
I see, but I've been in street fights, and I'm only out of commission now because, you know, bad decisions.
I whooped your ass.
Hardly.
I don't think Wilkie remembers.
So please, somebody help me out here, because I'm really itching for a break, and
Wilkie got drive through.
Okay.
Well, he got drove through, but
we can't count on Wilkie. He's high on morphine and Vicodin. Remember, God, stop blacking.
I had a Canadian rooftop thing on my car. That's what I did.
So here's the thing.
So.
Let's just say I probably got a couple broken ribs and maybe a pelvic bone crushed or something like that. I'm pretty much high on morphine right now. So, Rob, suck my dick.
He would, but it's broken.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So then we have a Carnival Knights match, starring our good friend Mango and our. I'm not going to even say, just fucking Riona Langley.
That was a pretty fucked up match.
Teddy bears. The belt was inside a bear.
How big were these goddamn bears that the title was in
they
one?
They were huge.
And then weapons in the others.
Huge.
That's some fucked up carnival. You get like a freaking like blade inside a teddy bear.
That's.
You get mace in the face from a teddy bear. Interesting.
I see.
We've had teddy bears used before to knock
That's
people
true.
Out.
Owl,
so
Owl is a former
something, new.
Something or other champion in the PW.
Tag team champion. And I believe Remo sold a roll of quarters. Might be the same roll of quarters you got from RxW into Al's head and used them as a clobbering device. Oh, okay. Well, then Al's more rich than you.
He owns
fucking
the Grizzly Beer Corporation, the Hardcore Cafe. Al is a bona fide millionaire.
Whereas Blazing Wing, on the other hand, just owns, well, RxW.
He can't afford shit because I'm still living off the last paycheck he gave me from the beginning of, like the middle of 2007. All so. Right,
nobody cares.
Yeah, but man, what the hell did he pay you with? Coupons he cut out of the newspaper?
Anyway, speaking
there's no way he has real money.
I think it was actually, like, the 401k of half the original BWF roster, like the ones who all died or got squished. You know, the Power Rangers. Yeah.
I remember that.
So, okay. So,
I got their
401k. Hey, gentlemen, here's a clue. Nobody cares about the BWF. Now,
don't need a clue to know that.
So, we had the champions, the Lunatic Fringe Tag Team Champions, if you're an idiot, taking on the Deadpool.
All right, whoever brought the vibrator, put it away.
Rihanna?
You're breaking up something fierce.
Sorry for the interruption. We were experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh, very soothing.
I feel so much better now.
I really do. So, anyway.
How about part two?
I'm sorry, what?
How about part two of the pay-per-view review?
God damn, that sounds like a good idea. The first one you've probably ever had. So, all right, folks.
Besides retiring you.
That was Rob's decision.
So, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back in a few minutes with part two of the big recap of A Farewell to Arms.
Let's go! He walks merrily down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Stop.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust.
We're back. All right, there we go. That's how we do it. That's how we come back from a break, motherfuckers. So we are back from a break, a long extended break, a sexy break, if you will. And we're going to talk more about this fantasmalastic event called A Farewell to Arms, part 76 and a third. So what matches do we have left to talk about? Where were we? We were just talking about Riona Langley, were we not? No. We're talking Correct. About, no, we were not, you goddamn liar. We were talking about the tag team titles and how it was a draw.
We hadn't got into the
Oh, we hadn't? Yet. I'm pretty sure that I was thinking yep. about it, and that's good enough. Yeah. Well, anyway, I just gave it away. It was a draw. Neither team won because they got the three count, and it turns out that shoulders were on the mat, and God, bunch of damn it.
And then Razor comes
Yes,
out.
He's wont to do. That lousy motherfucker. If he would just not have been in the arena tonight, things would have been different.
But he was.
So anyway.
Well, he is the boss, you know.
No, I don't know. Not my boss anymore. Ha, 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 ha.
Bob's boss is his wife now.
No, she's actually... She's not here anymore. So, I started noticing things like there were a lot of like clovers around the house. We were eating a lot of potatoes, a lot of corned beef, and I was growing suspicious. I'm not going to lie to you. She started wearing a lot of green, and
next thing I know, you'll be talking about
that's all I got for breakfast. And I was a little suspicious, and I couldn't figure out. And it turns out she's left me for PX. So, yeah.
But will we keep her?
I don't know.
Did your dog get run over too?
I actually don't have a dog. I had a dog and he's dead. Thank you very much. But actually, my wife had him killed, so that's a whole different story. So.
She put out a hit on your dog?
Well, yes, I guess you could say so.
That is. You're probably safer with her gone. Now she can baby Bud Adams' kid.
So, anyway, we got a fantasmalastic. I think I already used that word once, but I used it again. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Just had to fucking say it, didn't you?
Yeah. Anyway.
Say it a third time, you can copyright it.
I wish I could. I should have, because I was at the movie theater seeing Hancock or something. And there's a poster thing for some movie, and that's their tagline. Oh, for the Pineapple Express. And that's their tagline. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I'm like, God damn it.
Save us, hand job!
I was so close to being... I'm a trendsetter. Whose phone's ringing?
Me.
That's mine. I'll be back in a minute.
Bastard. Loud.
I thought we agreed on paying someone to do body checks for phones.
We can hear you!
Sandra must be checking
Riona,
out.
Riona, but no, please be quiet.
Riona had to leave.
Yay! So here we go. Let's talk about this. What the hell is this? I don't
know. Riona must be flaring up.
It's, I don't know. Some shit happens, and I'm a little bit... Oh, it's Duff! It's our old man Duff
cool.
made his
oh,
way back
nice
out.
Got to
and we've got an IC title match. Who likes the IC title?
That wasn't quite right about what happened with Duff. He was sort of dragged out by the MOA and then beaten to pulp.
Oh, good for him. I don't like him.
Hey, you're alive. Now get beaten.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So let's...
Who the...
What? Anyway.
Continue.
Yes, I will continue.
Somebody
it's
Mike.
My show.
Yep.
And so basically what happened is we have an IC title match with Matthew Engel taking on Jamie Flynn. And quite frankly, I think Engel should have won. Flynn sucks. And you know, I beat Matthew Engel 2 weeks ago. And
you know
what? Here's the thing. This is a true story. Matthew Engel doesn't like me because he sucks. That's why.
Well, here's my experience. I've had a tag match with Engel, and it's his fucking fault that I lost. So, Flynn is my new buddy until he shows that he's incompetent, too.
You know, for being the elite and supreme, he doesn't have that belt anymore.
Well, here's the thing.
Not so supreme now.
Here's the thing.
How many champions actually retain tonight?
I did.
Too many?
I do believe the lunatic fringe is counted as possibly.
Yeah, that sure. Whatever. Yep. It's a draw. Champions can't lose on a draw. Whatever. Exactly. So yes.
Well, this wasn't a draw. It was a double pin. That's why the titles were vacated.
That's all stupid.
So they're vacant
everything's
now. Okay.
Stupid. You're stupid. So.
Your mom
is stupid. I.
Hey, look at it this way. You can play more golf now that you're retired.
I am. Well, you know what? I am going to be spending some time putting some balls in some holes, but that's a whole other issue. Now, we've got Jamie Flynn's a new IC champion, and fuck him. Fuck him, because he's going to be on Rampage next week. Maybe. I don't know. So then we... let's see. Are we to that? Oh, I think we are to that. So hang on here just a second. Let's... We had the big main event now. My last main event.
Your last event, favorite. Period.
And
do you want to talk about it, Rob?
Well, I came out... It was an Iron Man match. I came out to an early lead. Well, I guess first I...
Which makes it all the more enjoyable that I came back.
Yes. Whatever. And, there was, you know, lots of score changing and whatever, and I mean, Ask is an idiot because he tried to pin somebody on a drop kick. Here's a clue for you, champ. That doesn't work, okay? Unless it's through a glass table.
Neither do you. You don't work anymore either.
Yes, that's right. I don't have to go on these fucking media tours anymore. I'm free to sit at my house in lovely Central Florida, and I can, you know, ask for a lot more. Not that I didn't do it plenty before. I'm not gonna lie. But, now I don't have to.
And on a great side note, I have your mask framed in my living room now. I kept that little sumbitch, and it's framed in my living room right now.
How did you have time to get it to a framer? I think you're a liar.
I was wondering that same thing.
I had one waiting backstage. I think whenever you get, I think anytime you get with a woman, you make her wear the mask. I think you're a sick motherfucker, is what I think.
Why would he want to imagine?
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. When my wife was still here, I made her wear the mask.
I thought McNasty was with Wilkie.
So
the Wilkie wig broke. Anyway, let's move on.
Now we want to move on.
You know what? I bet he likes the Wilkies.
I thought McNasty wanted to gloat some
Wilkie
more.
Wilkie can't get away now.
I'm just happy basking in Rob's drunkenness. This is a great moment. This is one of the best moments of my life.
That means you've had a set.
I have taken the plague that is the Phoenix and removed it from the bowels of the PWA.
Yeah, rise from the ashes and all that bullshit. You know what?
You're not rising from the ashes anymore. You're fired now.
Whatever. RxW. And
he's not fired. He just can't wrestle anymore. You really are pushing it there, McNasty.
Yeah. I'm still employed.
You can't ruin this for me, Cam. I'm sorry.
I think it's the Final Countdown that's playing that is really lifting my spirits at the moment.
I don't know why you're playing Spider's theme, but oh well.
It's my theme. Have you not been at any events? This is my big events theme. Yeah, so...
How ironic, because it was the Final Countdown tonight, wasn't
wow,
it?
Wow, wow. You picked up on that, too? My God, who had to tell you about this? Did Razor tell you about that? Was it Sandra? Somebody, because I know you didn't figure it out on your own.
No, actually, it was something tech backstage. It was very
anyway, so there we go. Yeah, so we ended up tying it up at five falls apiece. And you had the pin, two count, out of time. And that's how that went. That was fun. That was nice. And I missed the Spider. I wonder whatever happened to him. He was rich. Like, really, really rich.
I don't know either.
So
I don't think anyone knows. I haven't even heard. I know I haven't heard.
Wait, didn't I say he was a Mountie now? He's a Mountie. Rides a moose. And so...
As long as he's not a singing Mountie.
Well, I don't know.
We are the...
Shut
Royal
up.
Canadian Kilted Yakman.
And so anyway, so then Razor comes out... All dramatic-like with the dead man walking and stuff. You know what? Here's something. Dead man walking, like Christopher Walken. That's kind of scary. Anyways, so he restarts the match, and even though it was a draw, the match was a draw, he's like, oh, guess what? We're restarting the match, and you know what? Just to fuck you, you're still going to have to retire if you don't win. And I'm like, that doesn't seem fair. I survived the match, but no, so whatever. That's it. And
well, actually, technically, you did survive the Iron Man part of the match, so...
Right. So, the Phoenix on Rampage confirmed?
Hey, no loophole. No. You're gone.
Thank you. You know what? No, I take that back. The Phoenix is on Rampage this week, ladies and gentlemen, taking on Scotty the Panther Snow. In a dark match that nobody will ever see because I'm not that person. Anyway, so basically McNasty, the best part of the match, by the way, was Sandra got involved because McNasty's a big jerk and applied a Greco-Roman punch to the junk on Mark McNasty. I thought that was especially lovely. Whenever I get the DVD of this event and I watch it, I will... Watch that in slow motion several times while I touch myself.
I just have to say her ass was not nice enough to justify the pain that came with it.
Okay. And so that's it. And then you know what else? People cheered for me. My little backstage interview was prophetic in that people did show me the respect that I deserved. There was a you know, lots of applause as I was being helped out of the arena. And that was nice. Not really nice enough to justify all of this, but it was all right anyway. So there we go. That's your Farewell to Arms recap.
I think the way to best sum it up is, and still,
hey.
Hey, Rob.
There we go. This is much better. Hate all.
So cute. Niall. That's so cute.
So there we go, folks. We're going to take a break, and we will be back.
With your world champion, Mark McNasty.
With former Intercontinental Champion, Mark McNasty. So, yeah, hang on to your seat.
Hope this is the last time, 'cause I'd never say no to you. This conversation's been dead on arrival, and there's no way to talk to you. This conversation's been dead on arrival.
We just got done talking about A Farewell to Arms, probably the worst event in the history of the PWA. It was just craptacular from top to bottom. I'm not going to lie to you, folks. If you didn't watch it, don't bother with the replay. I hear it's not even coming out on
TV. But in short,
what?
Phoenix is retired.
You're welcome. So any opinions about Farewell to Arms that he may be giving are complete and total bias.
And he's a drunk.
I think most of the opinions we get for any pay-per-view are pretty much biased.
Yeah, so anyways, so let's talk. Let's talk now about, excuse me, about the upcoming, what the fuck you call it, Rampage. So, let's see, we've got Corey Lazarus and Mango taking on Mr. Hardcore and Moke Doshki. I'm actually excited about this. Moke has not been a singles competitor for, probably like 11 years now. So I'm interested to see what he's got.
Well, remember, this is one of the matches in the United Forces tournament.
Yes, the convoluted United Forces tournament.
In what fact, I have got. Show we got is dedicated.
The what?
What I have got.
There are
got
six matches. Oh, Moke, be quiet. Oh, Kyle, Moke, whatever. Be quiet.
I'm sick of all you people.
There are six. Yes. Yeah, there are six matches in the first round, and they're going to be divided over 2 weeks.
All right. We got Nightmare and Jason Jones, who I don't know who that is.
Neither do I.
Versus Chameleon and Sean O'Connor, I'm guessing that is.
Jason Jones would be one of the two members of the most boring tag team I've seen in years, America's Most Hated.
And I'm going up against Nightmare. Wow, that's going to be a hell of a match.
So in other words, I'm going to be going in there as a handicap match.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've got somebody named El Rey, who I don't know who that is, teaming up with Fire.
That's what? That's the guy who handles Tim Murphy and Wild Child.
Oh, the stench. I see. versus Matthew Engel and Circa, the lucky, lucky motherfucker. We got Rionel Link.
I don't know if he's so lucky right now. He, lost the Intercontinental title to that jackass Jamie Floyd.
Well, he's on a bit of a losing streak. I mean, I beat him, and fucking look at me. I'm retired. We got Rionel Langley.
I'm sure Darren's proud of him now.
We got Rionel Langley taking on Jamie Flint. So is this a title match?
No.
Okay. We got Sabina taking on Kyle. Kyle Stevenson is still around?
He's back.
Has he had any more plastic surgery?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
You know what? Since Scar, who was the new Kyle Stevenson, is gone, I'm going to proclaim Kyle Stevenson to be the new Kyle Stevenson.
All right. I bet he'll be very happy about
in
that.
In this case, calling the new Kyle Stevenson works because you never know what he's going to look like from match to match.
Oh, man. My new favorite superstar in PWA.
Real chameleon of PWA.
Yeah, he's more of a chameleon than any Summers.
So, and then we've got Mark McNasty taking on Deacon Frost. And I'm positive Frost is going to win because McNasty, he's used up his one win for the month.
Because you've had all the great luck with putting me away.
Yeah, all right. This is it. For once and for fucking all. Here's the thing. You were lying prone on the bottom of a steel cage suspended 20 feet up above the ring. Okay? You were prone. I climbed. I had time.
We're back to battle, though.
I had time to climb to the top of said cage, show off for the crowd a little bit, and dive down and hit you with an elbow drop, broke the bottom of the cage, both of us fell. It is a...
How do you know I wasn't just goading you in, motherfucker?
Because I hit you with an elbow drop from the top of the cage.
And you landed first. That worked out quite well for me.
That was a sheer quirk of gravity. I have no idea how you landed first exactly. And quite frankly, since we collapsed into the ring collapsed around us. I think it's pretty much impossible to determine who landed first. But regardless, the next match came out. I had already had a match immediately beforehand. Like, I was wrestling Lex Demise, and as soon as I got the pinfall on Lex Demise, you were in the ring, and we fought. And I still put up a fight, but you beat me after I had just finished a match.
Lex Demise isn't much of a challenge. Haven't you noticed that? He hasn't won a match in like 3 months.
He was, however, the world champion.
Yeah. Well, too bad. He lost in
thanks to me.
I'm guessing what you're saying is just because you're the world champion doesn't mean you're actually any good. And I'm going to buy that argument.
I'm going to get that title and lost it in 2 weeks means he wasn't good.
Anyway, says the guy that won the title and then it took him a month to win another match after that. But anyway, so I'm just saying that tonight is the first time that you've actually defeated me. If it were a
shame that you put your career on the
if
line.
If it were a normal match, seeing as how I got the first pinfall, your ass would have been, you know, defeated, no longer champion. But whatever, I like a fool agreed to it.
Yeah, but you think I would have fought like that if I knew that I didn't have some time to fall back on?
Yes, because I don't think you're that.
See, that just proves the point right there. McNasty is back in that same circle he's been before because he's so high on beating Razor, but who got the first pinfall there, too?
Yeah, but you guys don't seem to understand. The first pinfall did not matter. It did not determine the end of the match.
But in any normal match, under normal circumstances, you're a loser.
Yeah. That's the point.
He agreed with me. I love it.
Gentlemen.
A normal match
gentlemen.
Is not an Iron Man match.
Let's just be fair here. It's not just under that condition that Mark McNasty is a loser, okay? Please, let's give him some credit. He's a loser under all circumstances. Now,
doesn't that make you look even worse since you lost to me?
No, not really. You're a putz. Okay.
What?
Anyway, we've also got this is a special match, and this is not on the official card, but that's why they say you know, card can be changed at any time on there. Apparently, the Phoenix is going to be taking on Scotty the Panther Snow in the main event. It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
This is later at home after you fall
asleep. Get the ring up and get out of their match?
That's a dream. No, that's a dream match.
It is a dream match. People have been wanting for years to see Scotty Snow face a true legend like the Phoenix. And so there we go.
Yeah.
There we go. I just hate you all so very much.
We hate you too.
Good. So we're going to take a break. Motherfuckers. And we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back.
Because we can only stand Rod so long.
And we're going to talk. We're going to talk with somebody. Somebody's going to talk to us. Maybe against their will. Maybe not. We'll see. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own and a delicate look in her eye. These days, I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name was Veronica. Do you suppose her hands and hands are eyes of Veronica? Favorite chair.
And we're back, folks. It's time for our big interview with Brian Blade. I was going to say PWA Superstar, but I don't think that's accurate unless something's happened the last couple minutes I didn't know about. But
no, I'm not. I'm not lowering myself to that standards. I'm happily being retired.
Hey,
right
you
now.
And me both, buddy. You and me both. So
yes, but my retirement wasn't involuntary.
Well, who's to say mine was involuntary? Me, you know, I've been known to. I'm.
So you'd rather retire than held the world title?
I'm actually a 2-time world champion. What are your stats?
And I've held 6 world titles, so I win.
And wait. I'm sorry, Mr. Blade. How many of those are PWA world titles? Because that's what really counts.
None, because I've never had to lower myself to be in PWA. The only reason I'm here tonight is because Riona decided to step out and have to go to the hospital.
Somebody cut anyway. That mic. Well, I guess you probably weren't around, you know, during the heyday of the PWA or in its, you know, current highly successful revival, in which case it's the biggest game in town. So, okay, I'll buy that, you know. Anyways.
No. I was too busy being across the world, you know?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I guess they have bingo halls everywhere.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm a former 2-time PWA world champion. And
whoop-de-doo!
Who said whoop-de-doo?
Who do you think?
I think it was the current champ.
Really? Oh, you mean?
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me, motherfucker.
You mean the guy that's won the title and won like one match since? Oh, that guy, that lazy motherfucker. The guy that. Anyway,
chaos.
Yeah. So anyway, so let's get back to. So you are the one that trained Riona Langley. Is that correct?
That would be correct. She's my fault.
Well, that's one way of putting it. So my question is: Are you if you trained her? Are you any good?
I don't know. Since she's pretty damn good, and the fact you know, she was the one that held the longest undefeated streak in PWA since the inception of the revival. So. I don't know. I guess she's pretty good.
All right. Anyway, I'm there. There's certainly a discussion to be made about the quality of opponents. But okay.
Hey, it's not my fault that Chris couldn't line up good opponents for her to face.
I don't know who you're talking about, but okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
There's too many damn Summers brothers around.
Well, that's that. Once again, we are in complete agreement. With each other. So
too many damn Summers, too many damn Kelsers, and too many damn Engels. It's hard to keep track of this damn family tree in the AOWF
and
remnants.
Did you say moron?
Why bother?
you're welcome to leave.
Oh, no. Riona booked the gig, and then she decided that she needed to go to the hospital, so she had me come in.
Another virus?
No, I heard what it was. She had heard that somebody else was, you know, working her corner, so she had to go get rid of the competition. But
she was too busy. She blew her voice out celebrating the fact that she won her match tonight. What did you do?
I'm retired. I think we've discussed this.
In other words, he lost.
Well, I mean, come on, who really puts in a hard day of work on their last day in the office? Nobody.
Did you want it to be your last day at the office?
You know.
Or would you rather bet world heavyweight champion?
Again, I'm a 2-time world heavyweight champion.
And there's something wrong with being a 3-time?
You know yeah, that's exactly right.
You know.
Wouldn't you want to write at 3-time world heavyweight champion? Well,
the thing is.
3-time world heavyweight champion right here.
I don't think it's really... Yeah, fucking BWF. Kiss my fucking nuts, man. No.
I have something about that.
No. Three times.
And yet you're going to go work for Blazin' Wing.
Whatever. You know what? Now I just get to sit here and draw my PWA paycheck, despite what Night Striker might think, and sit at home in Florida.
Keep talking, Mr. RXW.
Well, again, that's an easy paycheck, and it's only going to be around for another... couple of weeks, if that. So it's easy money.
That's a different. It's just a different way of collecting unemployment.
Exactly.
Does he pay in pennies or
nickels? We've already discussed this. Please try to keep up, Mr. Blade. Wait, you're not Mr. Blade and Wing, are you? Are you,
No, I am not.
Okay. So, yeah. So anyway, so you trained Rihanna. You say that she's quite good. You say that you're quite good. You say that you've never had to lower yourself. So tell us a little bit about, well, tell us about Rihanna, because I really don't give a shit about you. Because you're not.
That's fine. This is her gig, not mine.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Motherfucker. Please, continue.
What would you like to know?
Anything you've got to tell me. I mean, tell me, where did Rihanna start? Where did she get her start? You must have been there. You trained her. How did such a thing happen?
Well, since Rihanna's goes over her family history every three promotionals, apparently, let's just...
Okay, but I see, I don't actually watch those.
I know. Not a lot of people do. She talks, talk, gabba.
Yep.
It's too much. I tell her, shut the hell up, but she doesn't listen to me. She thinks that if she talks too much, that people are going to fall asleep and miss important things in her strategy. I think it's a idiotic thing, to say the least.
Okay. So,
basically, she's from old money. She came into the business through way of her brother, actually. Older brother decided to let her watch wrestling one day, and she was hooked. She's been trying to get into the business since she was five. She even forged paperwork to get into the wrestling school that I ran because she wanted to train for the best.
So why
she forged her paperwork? She made herself out to be a couple years older than she really was just to get in.
Okay. So how old is she?
Rihanna is hold on. She's
let's just say she's 19 and be over with it.
She'd love to think that.
Nice.
Well, let's just say she's 47 in whore years. So,
it is a short lifespan.
Yeah. So now that we've established all of this, so how did she get her start in wrestling? I don't really care about, her being rich, because I'm not getting any of that cash.
For the record, Rihanna is 27, 28 years old.
Oh, so that totally is this, like 47
actually,
years.
She's 27. She turns 28 on the 23rd.
Of what month?
Too many damn 20s. Whoops. Rihanna got into the business through after running the indies for a long, long time. She got into the business in ESW. She was working with my bodyguard Jack Frost, nicest guy, nicest giant you'll ever meet. And she basically went in trying to prove that she was an actual wrestler instead of just a pair of tits and ass. She had all these insane ideas about destiny and how she wanted to, change the face of women's wrestling in America. Too bad Lisa Seldon had already done it, but,
Lisa Seldon.
So she went through,
What happened to Lisa Seldon? Anybody know?
I think she died.
Yes. All right.
We can only wish.
For Rihanna's sake,
she's off somewhere else.
I think she's still
heard ever since she did since she lost to the Deadpool.
No, wasn't it? Was it Deadpool or
she
O'Connor?
Wasn't in the Deadpool?
Yeah, she lost to the O'Connor boys.
Yeah, okay, there
Connor
we go.
Boys.
Yeah, Connor boys. Yeah.
Oh, even worse.
Whoa, wait!
I'm surprised they didn't. I'm surprised that wasn't nominated for Shocker of the Quarter, personally.
They lost.
That kind of a loss. It's no wonder they're not around. You'd have to hide your face.
I know, right?
Okay, that's so weird because we beat the O'Connor boys. We couldn't beat the Razor Dolls. Me and Great A. Nashness.
Well, you just got to bring it up, don't
but,
you?
Anyway.
What the fuck? How does that happen? How?
It's called Rob Doshky and
Dragon. It's
called
Luke.
Exactly. That it's called true. Rob Doshky and Dragon putting their getting involved in business in their own.
Yeah, anyway.
How come you couldn't do that for us, Rob? I thought we were best pals.
No, I don't like you at all.
This is what happens when you hire stupid henchmen. I hired a man with an IQ of 187.
See, Rob, this is karma. This is how it works. You get involved in my shit, and I end up retiring your sorry ass. See how it works? You should have just let me have those damn tag titles. If you had, you'd still have a job.
I don't think so. Anyway, so let's talk about Rena Langley, though, because that's why we're here. You know, she's been a favorite topic of conversation here on PWO Radio in the past, and she's been a rather vocal audience listener participant thing. So tell me what her favorite thing is about PWA Radio. I mean,
PWA Radio is when it ends.
Oh, a comedian. I don't think so. I happen to know that she loves it, and that's what I've heard.
Among other things.
Most entertaining, apparently, according to her, I'm reading this review that she wrote a couple weeks ago at one of the shows, and the most entertaining thing on the entire show was Psycho Sandra.
Well, she...
Yeah, but listening to Psycho Sandra is like listening to nails dragging across a chalkboard.
It's hard to compete with crazy people, dude. I mean, it's just, they're entertaining in themselves. You just get some popcorn, something to drink. You could just watch crazy people talk for as long as you want.
Yeah.
So her favorite part of PWA Radio is nothing. She really hates you, Rob. I'm surprised she even agreed to try and come on the show tonight.
Yeah, well, I don't really care. Because as it turns out, I'm not really employed anymore. Or wrestling, I guess. But
just such a shame that her clap flared up before she could really get into the episode.
No. See, the whole, I don't get the whole horror reputation. She's already debunked this like 12,000 times.
But nobody
cares.
It doesn't
matter how many times you debunk it, it's still going to be brought up.
Fact is, okay, she slept with one guy that was really stupid. Okay.
Alex Wilkie?
That would be Thunderwolf.
So you're saying Thunderwolf's really stupid?
But
no,
who here hasn't
stupid.
Slept
with...
But who here hasn't slept with Thunderwolf?
I haven't.
I haven't.
I'll never plan on it.
Oh.
For the record, I don't think... I thought it was stupid that she slept with them. But it's pretty much screwed her over as far as reputation
goes.
She used to be known as a prude. Now she's just known as a whore. I don't know which is worse.
Well, that just depends on what you want to go for. I would say that being known as Rena Langley is worse. So,
I'm sure she's very disappointed right now that you did get retired, because she was really looking forward to laying waste upon you in the ring.
Yes, she did.
Well, that's nice. And other feds that she's been in, any of those that I might have heard
that
of?
Mom talked to Jareth earlier.
She had a cup of coffee in High C.
I've heard of that. I was not there.
I don't know if I got invited.
She had a cup of coffee in High Impact Competition. And then Jack fucking asshole Jimmy Altos decided
to
nearly kill her in the middle of the ring, and that pretty much ended her entire run.
Oh, you know, I actually remember Jimmy Altos. That dude was he was pretty good. I remember him being pretty good. Too bad he wasn't good enough,
Nightmare,
I guess.
Nightmare was there for all that information, weren't you? Nightmare? Oh, great. Did he fall asleep?
Yeah, he might have. I'm running close. I'm getting pretty close. But
are we talking about
Jimmy Altos?
Getting tired or getting...
I'm getting tired and drunk.
Is Chameleon back yet?
Getting kind of horny.
Oh, yes.
I'm back.
Chameleon, please step out of the damn studio when you're making your phone calls.
Sure.
You gotta speak up, Nightmare. Can't hear you back there.
Yeah, I remember Jimmy Altos. He didn't make it past the lowest tier of championships in High C. He'd call it the Schadenfreude or Sigmund Freud or something.
Champion's choice, if I remember correctly.
That's the proper term for the championship, but he never made it past that. Yeah, I do remember soundly defeating his team in the War Games, however.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack remembers War Games. He was sore for weeks after that one.
That sounds dirty.
Well, I didn't touch him.
So how did Riona here come upon the PWA?
You can blame Annika Engel for that one.
Okay. Kick ass.
Erica Engel?
Whatever. You can blame those damn fucking Engel family.
I blame you for so very, very much. That is true.
We can blame them for most anything. It's fun and entertaining.
Yeah, blame Rob if you want.
That's too easy.
Most of us do.
Yeah, basically, Annika put through the paperwork to have Riona go into the PWA after her exile, after her self-imposed exile to Japan.
Who the hell are you talking about?
Erica, Rob. Erica.
Oh,
Engel.
Erica. Erica. Oh, okay.
Erica, you douche.
You're speaking French.
It's, yeah, anyway.
It's that damn typo again.
You gotta really pay attention, dude. It's, yeah. I heard she gets very unhappy whenever you call her by the wrong name, so you really want to be careful.
Whatever.
So, yeah, so Erica, Riona, apparently, is tied for the longest reigning singles champion in current PWA history.
Who might she be tied with, buddy?
Cyrus Morin.
Intercontinental champion Mark McNasty.
Who said that?
I'm good. Okay, go ahead.
Where are you at?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Anyway. Blah, blah, blah.
Silence.
As Chameleon pointed out, however, she hasn't defeated his record. She should get a second chance now.
Yeah, she does have a second chance.
If you really think about it, though, Chameleon's reign was broken up over three different title reigns. So technically, he held it three different times, so his whole 150 days or whatever is just...
I've held it three times, but the 150 days, I believe, was all, you know, in a row.
Do we have a record of where... Because I'm checking the title history, and it never says anything about 150 title reign.
Well, alright, let me go check.
He did say it extended into the W4F.
I remember that much.
So we might have to check the records for that, which, of course... I've never been able to locate.
Well,
could be just
think about
blowing
it,
smoke
Chameleon
up his
held
ass.
It for 17 days, 63 days, and then 45 days. So that's over three. That's over three title reigns. Riona Langley held
it for
84
days. And then my 1,256 days.
Okay, that is completely false. Okay, come on. You can't do that.
Falsified data.
Well, I did it for the Brothers Grimm, too.
Did they need any more time being tag team champions than they already were?
Exactly. I agree. Seriously, though.
I got 63 days. I'm happy. I don't care. That's the old PWA days.
Yeah. So Riona seems to be kind of stuck in the Grizzly Beer rut, if you will. So is she content competing for the Grizzly Beer title, or has she got higher aspirations?
What are you thinking? Of course she does.
Well, I mean, it doesn't seem to me.
I mean,
because she lost after. Wait, hang the fuck on, dude. It's my show. I haven't got fired from this yet. So here's the thing: after nearly 3 months of being the dominant Grizzly Beer champion, what does she do? She immediately invokes her rematch clause to get another shot at it.
Riona doesn't like losing. It's something that she picked up from me. The fact is, she wanted to avenge her loss.
Now, did you pick up anything from her? Because most everybody else has.
No. I don't make it a point to sleep with my students.
Really?
Lucky you, because it burns every time I take a leak. I regret it.
But no, basically, Riona doesn't like losing. And fact is, she felt like she needed to avenge that loss against Ryan. She had nothing against him. They're pretty good friends from what I know. But fact is, she wanted to make sure that it was just a fluke.
And apparently it was.
But now...
If she's going to advance up the ladder at all, she's going to have to move on to to the next title, which means she is going to have to lose.
Yeah, she's I know.
It's tricky.
So, she's either going to have to move on, or, as she's doing, spinning her wheels.
Yeah. She'll, her ultimate goal is, of course, to be PWA World Champion. The fact that the title is probably one of the most prestigious World Heavyweight Championships in the business today is something that is not overlooking her at all. The fact is that...
She could have competed for it if she hadn't decided to instate her clause for the GB title.
But I don't want to fight her. I don't want to catch anything.
Somebody.
I like my crotch being in one piece.
You know, you're really lucky she's not in the studio right now. She probably, yeah.
I just throw Wilkie and his body cast at her.
Or can
no,
you
I like
drive
my
his
bag.
Car through?
Yeah, there you go.
Anybody that, well, actually, no, none of you were in CWA, so I can't actually
yes,
say.
Yes, I was.
Well, Nightmare was.
I was in CWA.
Yeah, Nightmare was. Hey, do you remember what she did to, what the hell was her face's name?
Oh, the gangster.
Gia. Yes,
yeah,
Gia Capone Stone. That was a fun little story.
The little stalker.
Basically, yeah.
Riona had her own little stalker.
Gia decided that to prepare for a match with her, she'd spy on her for days. Turns out she picked the wrong time. She was visiting with her mother. You don't invoke a woman's mother in this business. One of the things that she's really kept clear of...
I've invoked McNasty's mother quite a few times.
Yeah, but this is a completely different story. Fact is, it was her own mother. We don't invoke your mom, Rob.
My mother.
No, but
dead.
PX might.
But thank you. Thank you for that.
I did.
Yeah. So then this was really stupid. The match that they were supposed to be in was part of the Elimination Chamber.
I see.
Riona basically beat the hell out of her for 45 minutes. It was nasty.
Okay.
Big nasty.
I still get shivers.
And your point is regarding the PWA?
None. I just wanted to tell the story. I'm a jackass.
It's almost
like
Alex's fun facts.
Story
I'm just
time,
a jackass
Brian
like
Blade.
That. I'm trying to
Everybody
piss
wake
you
up. We're going to be talking about the PWA again.
Woo! I'm ready.
Ripley. Right. I care. I don't.
The fact is, Riona's main thing is that she wants to. She's eventually going to go for the Grand Slam. Fact is, but she's
going to Denny's.
Like going for the Grizzly Bear time and time again. She ain't
no,
gonna
no.
Make it.
Grand Slam. She's going to Denny's.
No, I'm going to Denny's after I get off. After I get out of here.
That sounds like a good idea. I'm ready to get the fuck out of here too. So let's
talk.
So let's move on. So we've discussed all this. What do you think that Riona would most like all of her fans listening to PW Radio to all of her fan to know about her?
That
she has AIDS.
That we don't already know.
Riona's gonna kill me when I get home. I just know it.
Now, why is she at home waiting for you? I thought you didn't with your students.
She's been staying with me and my fiance for a couple weeks. I've been putting her through more training hell. She thought that she needed it after losing to Ryan.
What's his name?
Ooh.
somebody
really
got that.
You really don't want to piss Dana off. You know how you said something about Sabine being 6 foot?
Sabina.
Dana's 6 foot one.
Daniel is 6 foot one.
She's taller than
Daniel's
me.
Pretty tall.
So
she's an Amazon woman.
Height has nothing to do with it.
Height has everything to do with it.
Well, that's sure, if you're a midget like some of the people running around.
No, man. You have not seen a giant woman. They're like Amazon. They scare the crap out of me.
He likes having someone to look down on him.
I've seen giantesses. I've been with giantesses. I'm sorry, you can have fun no matter what size a woman is.
Oh, I'm not saying.
Hey, I have lots of fun, so I'm happy.
Of course, you know, over 200 pounds may get a bit too much fun.
You're sick. You're a sick man nightmare.
But basically, Riona, to get the subject back on the subject that we're supposed to be talking about, Riona came back to me begging for me to help her out, and being the gracious teacher that I am, I made her pay me to do it.
Your other man she slept with. I'm funny in my own mind.
You should open up a club
only
in there.
Only in your own mind are you funny, Alex.
Only in my own mind. Okay. It's all the Vicodin. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, we're not.
If you see the pink elephants, you should probably get off the radio now.
You know what, man? The pink elephant has been chatting with me all night.
I got the pink walrus.
Cuckoo, ca-choo.
I don't know. Anytime I get drunk, I just see penguins. And ice caves.
And ninjas.
I should stop watching Fight Club when I'm drunk.
I think the blood loss is starting to get to me.
let's actually take a break. We'll come back and finish up our interview here since people are discussing blood loss and menstrual cycles and such. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Get out of this endless
Hey, we are back with our good friend, what's your name?
Brian Blade.
No, this is the OC part. We don't...
Rich.
We
don't
oh, anymore. This Rich.
I have... My name is Richard. Hi.
See, that was my little joke, but there we go. So, all right. Hey, hey, Richard or Rich?
Rich is
okay.
Fine.
Rich. So, yeah. Wow, we've been trying for, like, fucking years to get you on the show. And,
Well, I'm usually not available on Friday nights. I'm stuck in retail hell job.
Oh yeah,
and that usually.
Do you want to say do you want to say where you work? Was it Best Buy? I used to work at Best Buy.
No, I work at FYE.
Oh yeah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
You guys suck with your damn prices.
Yeah, our prices suck too. We know this. The only reason I stick around is that I have a 30% off discount.
Nice.
Yeah. So
if I had a job, I would be proud of that too.
So do you have like the little arcade thing in the store too?
The game section or something?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't go into the one in the local mall very often, except it's got a door to the outside by a little parking lot that nobody ever parks in. So I park there and walk through their store to get to the movie theater. And it looks like they have like some kind of like arcade inside of it.
I don't know. Our store is really big.
Oh, nice.
Like the biggest one on the East Coast.
Oh, so where are you from?
I am from Baltimore.
I see.
Yay.
I've got no Baltimore jokes, so.
Been there a few times, but not, I like going by the harbor. Really pretty over there.
Man. So that would be Maryland, I know that much. But yeah. You got the Orioles. Yeah.
And the Ravens.
I see. The Raven. They used to be the Cleveland team, right?
Yes,
they didn't
get
to keep
yes.
the name.
We stole the Browns.
Okay. So, see, there we go. I'm quite knowledgeable about Baltimore. All right, so...
All you have to do is mention something about crabs, and you're a genius.
No, I knew, I knew there were... is that a Riona joke?
I thought Riona left the room, the crab expert.
So how long you been e-fedding?
About 10 years.
Goddamn. And 10 years, wow. Everybody's been doing it forever. I think that's interesting.
I've only been in the community for about 5, though.
Oh, okay. What was your how did you get into it? I guess.
E-fedding.
Yeah.
AO hell.
I hear you, man.
I got suckered into trying it over one of the stupid chat room feds.
How did that work? I wasn't around for. Oh, I mean, I used AOL, but I never did any of their feds over there. So, what was it? What's a chat room fed?
Actually, it really wasn't anything. But the first inkling of actually doing the e-fedding thing came through one of the chat rooms. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't start until a friend of mine got me into it. I actually have real life friends that did RP.
Oh,
now see, that's what I strive to have, but you know, no one is interested in it. No one even likes wrestling anymore because the whole Chris Benoit thing.
I still that's still a touchy subject with me. He was my favorite wrestler.
Yeah, he was mine too. I disagree. I don't think it's people don't like wrestling because of the Chris Benoit thing. I think they don't like wrestling because for the last few years it sucked.
The E
yeah, that is true.
Horrible.
I mean, for the longest time, it was only WWE, and that's about your choice.
Well, plus, TNA used to be interesting. They actually like would show talent, but now they're trying to be WWE, so they've gone downhill. So
the only thing you can say good about TNA right now is their women's division, which they're actually talking about having an hour just for their women's division now.
Which would
I don't
be
know how
awesome.
Good is going to be because Scott D'Amore, who is booking it, is about to leave the company.
Yeah, but D'Amore wasn't very happy with them. He wasn't trying too hard, and all he was doing was training. He wasn't really booking. You can get a new trainer. I mean, fuck, Fit Finlay used to train the WWE girls.
Fit Finlay is fucking awesome as hell.
Yeah, seriously.
I agree with you there.
Who's that? Matt Bentley?
Fit Finlay.
I'm sorry.
Not Matt Bentley.
I have no idea who you're talking about. I'm sorry.
You don't know who
Finley?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, the Irishman. I love to fight. WWE.
Yeah. Apparently, he was not around during WCW.
Yeah, he was. Are you on fucking crack?
No, he was.
Who, Finley?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Alex. He was
Because like Finley and Regal had some fucking awesome matches.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Because ever since he re-debuted in the E, he's only been known as Finley. They haven't really called him Fit Finley.
That's true.
I remember when Regal was Steven Regal over in WCW. Yes. That's about when I started watching.
I remember Regal from when he wrestled in Texas. His first gimmick was to be a construction worker.
He's a man's man.
Oh, man, I remember that.
Fun fact, if you take both of Regal's first names and put them together, you get Steve Austin's real name. Steven and Williams, Steve Williams.
His name's not there, nice. Steven or... His name's Darren. good try. So, I see now I've been completely sidetracked.
I got into this business based on friends that I have.
Oh, okay. So, you've been doing it for a while. You've been doing it steady for 10 years, or are you like me where you took, like, you know, 7 years off or whatever?
No, pretty steady. Oh. I mean, I've had, like, I took pretty much a year off before coming to PWA. Yeah, right after CWA closed and PWA opened, I took about a year off.
Okay. Well, what was the idea behind Riona?
Riona Langley was kind of an odd creation. Basically, I had wanted to use Brian Blade in ESW when he first came up. Unfortunately, my next-door neighbor, who was also in the Fed, decided to actually steal that name for his character.
Did you give him shit?
Yeah, I did. I was upset at him for this. And ESW was the first Fed I've been in with an actual men's division. So I thought, hey, I might as well try it out, create a female character. First idea I came up with was creating basically a female Brian Blade. And it evolved from there into the psycho feminist that she is now. Riona was also developed as sort of a commentary towards what women's wrestling is looked at in the States. Fact is, I created her as the anti-diva. Diva, most women wrestlers are either big hulking brutes or tiny little gnats that fly around the ring or prissy little things that can't do anything. And I've never really seen a female technician before, someone that trades holds and does chops. So the idea was to create the anti-diva. That's where Riona came from.
Oh, okay.
And the name came from when I was really tired. I misspelled Renoa.
Oh, all right. I don't know what... All right.
I think it was a good idea that you were tired.
Yeah.
Riona flows off the tongue better.
I thought my cat was going to attack my foot. How did you find the PWA?
Honestly, it's pretty similar. I found it through Dustin. Duth. Whatever. He directed me towards it after he came in with Enika.
Oh, okay. I was going to say in 10 years, you've been at the Bracelet, you've been in a whole lot of feds, and you said you were in HIC.
Yeah. I was in HIC. I did PCW, which Thurston ran. I did ACW. This is all AOWF remnant community feds. I did CWA for Scott Sable. That was a fun run. And now I'm in PWA. Along with, like, 10 other feds before I even got into the AOWF stuff.
Okay.
So who brought you into the AOWF circle? Wasn't that Alex?
Alex sort of dragged me along from fed to fed. My neighbor brought me into ESW because that was the fed that he was in at the time. But Alex kind of dragged me around from fed after we met freaking Scott.
which Alex are you talking about? The same one that handles Lisa Seldon?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Alex
Just
Adam.
Making sure. I wonder.
Is that Yay.
Yay. He's not even online.
So, man. So, yeah, somebody else ask a question.
Anybody? I got a question.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I got a question for you. In your whole 10-year of e-fetting and stuff, have you ever gotten to the point where you probably just said, you know what, fuck it, I hate doing this, and just, like, wanted to quit? Or yeah. It's a pretty solid
question. That's actually a good question. Not really. I mean, like I said, I had that year off where I was just, like, completely brain dead after doing CWA, and I just was like, I don't want to do this for a while. And then e-fetting is the mafia. It always, no matter how far you get away from it, it always just drags you back in. You
that
get
I,
ideas
yeah.
for the characters.
I'm freaking class acted that right there.
Been there, done that.
I think I think Mark can vouch for me when I, like, I think I quit BWF like 3 times and went back to E3 Incarnation at least once.
Well, you probably quit because you were pissed off at Dave.
Yeah.
Hasn't
there were
been
a couple
pissed
times.
Off at Dave.
That's not uncommon.
No, it's not a very common thing.
What was always funny about Dave, I mean, he'd always talk bad about your guys, and what's really funny, I don't know why this was just me or maybe it wasn't, he'd always say he hated my guys, and then I'd start RPing with them and, like, actually get into them, and he'd be like, oh, that's my favorite guy. And then I'd stop using a guy, and he'd be like, that guy sucked, why'd you even bother? I like this guy you're using now.
Yeah.
It's kind
of
like...
One of the things I've been trying to do is I try to curtail the amount of characters that I've had in the past just because I actually try and keep each one with this strong amount of continuity. The fact is, I can go from playing Riona to playing Blade to playing Jack Frost, taking a heartbeat because I've been playing those characters for so long.
Oh, yeah, dude. The way you talk to me about your characters, I mean, it's like there's someone who lives in the room next to you.
Yeah, Kyle and I were actually we thought you were kind of pissed at us, like, every week.
Oh, no. I told you. I those were all done in character as Riona.
Yep. Yeah, that was
that's everyone's excuse for being mad. It's okay.
Like I said, every time there was a reason I signed it with your PWA Grizzly Champion, Riona Evelyn Langley.
Yeah, we just thought it was like, 'cause, like, you know, he would always be like, so you think he's really mad at us? I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so. But
I'm just really good at being in character with her. I don't know what it is that clicks with her, but fact is, the reason it takes me so long to write the promos is I never know what to cut out of them.
To think that you actually have to do that. Because you write some of the longest promos. And this is coming from me saying that.
Yeah.
Once again, fuck you, Mark McNasty.
What? Hey, I didn't do that. Wait, why are you telling me to fuck off tonight? What did I do?
Haven't you noticed, you started this. When you were judging my stuff, you literally once told me that you looked at my promo and literally went, fuck you. Because you actually had to read all that.
Oh,
I think it was one of the ones I did against Deacon.
Oh, yeah. I remember. It was like 2 in the fucking morning. I'm like, I'm finally at your match. I'm going to read your RP for you. And he's like, yay, great. And so I look at it. And it's got to be at least 4,000 or 5,000 words. And I just go, fuck you.
The longest promo I've ever written was one of the ones against Deacon. And it was about 3,500 words.
Then you want to tell me to fuck off when I'm fighting Corey. He's always the one who's got me writing freaking novels.
Yes, yes.
You should have seen me. I mean, you want bad. Back, Alex, I don't know if you remember, back at the end of BWF there, I mean, I don't know how I did. It hurts me to think about it, but I really did write books for, like, every RP. I mean, people would say, oh, great, McNasty RP'd. I get to go read a novel now.
Oh, here's the worst part. When I was doing CWA, not only was I writing promos that long, I was doing for the first half of the time I was in that Fed, I was writing character developments almost as long.
Yeah. I remember.
I stopped doing character developments because the Riona story, I don't know where to go with it now.
The Center for STD Treatment.
That's not very
well, nice. You still have that hook with Nathan.
So, yeah. So, I guess, so really, we talked about this a little bit in the in-character interview, about, you know, your contentment with the Grizzly Bear Champion, and you, you know, dominated, definitely, in that particular category. So, do you enjoy being the Grizzly Bear Champion, or are you getting sick of it?
Honestly, I was flat out surprised I won that match.
Yeah. He came to me really excited when he found out. He was like shouting, "Yes!"
The fact is, I'm happy with being any champion right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would love to be world champion. It's something that would be. I take this stuff pretty seriously. I've actually. A lot of that, like, I can't get away with this at my job now because I actually have to walk around and do stuff. But when I worked at a movie theater for a couple years and I did box office, I would literally, on the slow days that we had in the morning, would sit in the box and write out promos. I'm not joking.
That's awesome. I would write out all the
shoot parts of the promo and just add in the scenery when I got home.
So, shit.
But I like doing this. It's what I enjoy it. I have fun with it. I like the community that I've been a part of. But fact is, I get a lot of personal joy when I win matches. It's something that means, hey, I don't suck.
I know that
because I am my own worst critic. I think pretty much everything that I suck, everything I write sucks.
Man.
It's part of it's some. I keep telling people my main strategy when it comes to writing so much is that I write so much because people overlook the fact that I suck. they just see all that text and think, "Wow, he's really good." Fact is, I am all smoke and mirrors.
I think I don't know who else here takes their characters a little too seriously.
Sometimes,
yeah. I actually was...
I did... Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, no, go ahead, please.
Fucker. I was just going to say, I felt the same thing. Thank you, Rob. I felt the same thing as Richton. I mean, I flooded Chris with smileys. I mean, seriously, it's just, like, excitement for this. There's actual, like, joy to winning because it's like, wow, I actually did something that others think is good.
Yeah, I was actually surprisingly disappointed in losing tonight. It makes me sad. But
the character may be gone.
Well, which is funny. It's especially funny because I went up like a month ago, whenever this all started, I went up to Kyle, or when we were starting to record during one of the breaks, I'm like, hey, I want to retire the Phoenix, and I thought it'd be fun to have a match, and I'm just going to challenge you, and we'll just have like a throwaway match on like Chaos or Rampage or something.
And then Mark went and became world champion.
No, I think I
yeah, he was world
champion.
Yeah. And I'm like, look, I just want to retire and try a different character. And so
even at the whole concept, he's like, it'll be title versus career and I lose. Boom, there you go.
Yeah. And then Chris –
and then,
oh, go ahead.
You could tell it's your story.
It is my story. That's right. Yeah. But yeah, and then Chris was like, so, what, are you sure you want to retire? Because we can actually do like a real match. And I'm like – I can do a real match. I mean, I'm not going to be disappointed, you know, if he retires because I want to do Monk Noshki is what I wanted to do. And, but the actual, whenever it actually came right down to it, I was like, oh, that's kind of sad, but, it's kind of sad. Plus now I'll have to have Noshki, I guess, beat Kyle. Because I've got to be able to beat Kyle, kind of like Drezzy.
Me and fucking Nightmare.
Yeah, thinking like
I hate you so much, Thurston.
Well, thank you. I take it as a compliment.
Welcome. Yeah, you should.
Oh, somebody's growling at me. So So
what question are we on? One?
No, we haven't even got to the five questions. We're just talking. We're doing the like how the hell did you get started stuff. But man, we've been talking for a little while, so we're gonna take another break.
and we'll come back, and we're gonna let Kyle do the five questions since he's still, you know, around. Yeah. PWA Radio. It's time for the five questions, the third or fourth or maybe even the fifth most popular feature on the podcast. We're going to take care of this. You know, is PX still around the board, still listening to stuff? I wonder. I know he loved this part, so we're going to do this. We're going to dedicate this to our good friend Project X. So
drink peace.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, we're going to let our good friend Kyle here take care of the five questions for us. So, Kyle.
Is this in character this week or out of question? So this is out of character this
week?
Yeah,
apparently. So let's do it.
Woo!
Get back.
All right, Rich. Okay. 10 years is a long time, but this one doesn't apply to it. What's your favorite gimmick match?
Honestly, see, I ran a Fed as a casual thing for a while, and I used to make up gimmick matches. So I think my favorite one has to be the Garden of Evil match.
Interesting name. What's the concept?
Basically, it's like this: you take a giant cage, like sort of like the Hell in a Cell, except circular, and you throw in the delayed reactions of the Elimination Chamber. You have two men start every 5 minutes. Somebody gets out of a chamber and goes into the ring. And then you add in the fact that after everybody's in the ring, there's no eliminations, of course. Everybody's in the ring, and they're just fighting each other and trying to beat each other down, because after the 30-minute mark in the match, a little hatch on the top of the cage opens, and the World Heavyweight Championship is lowered down into the ring, and a couple ladders are unlocked on the side of the cage, and it's a 6-person ladder race to get to the title.
That is actually a very innovative, creative, good idea. You might have to steal that.
Yeah, I just realized, I thought it was very interesting that you would ask the Grizzly Beer Champion that question. That's nice.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I was wondering if, like, maybe start bringing some of your original match ideas in. Now you got your title back.
Yeah, the Garden of Evil is a hard one to pull off, because you actually have to have 6 people in the match that actually want to fucking kill each other.
Shame we didn't get that idea around the Elimination Chamber time.
It's too bad we didn't use that against the MOA.
Seriously.
Yeah.
We could have used that for that MOA versus whoever match a couple weeks ago.
Exactly. Then, at least I'm not trying to describe my Royal Rumble variant.
Although, with Duff back, you might be able to use it in the future.
Yeah.
Never know.
Duff Cotard de Voir, I think how to pronounce it.
Is he actually back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Oh, he's not dead, because if he was, his body would have been pretty, like, decayed by now.
You know, Riona gave a nice little eulogy to him in one of her promos, too. That just is going to make her... The fact that he faked his own death, yeah, she's going to be pissed.
Well, dude, no offense, but your girl seems to be, like, on that time of the month 90% of the time.
And besides, faking death is pretty common in wrestling.
Yeah, she's pissed off a lot. That's the way she is.
Oh. Well, now that I've lost every bit of my female fan base, I think it's a good time to move on to the second question. 10 years. Who's been your favorite opponent out of that?
Okay. The fact is, I've found a lot of opponents. If you want to talk about people that you know, that we know here... I had a good series. I enjoyed shit. Fact is, I haven't fought a lot of people, like any of the major names. I fought Thurston once, and that was a great match that I wrote. And then I fought Duth once, and I fought Duth a couple times. That was pretty good. Honestly, though, I had the most fun with my series against Silverback, if anybody remembers him.
I'm sure someone does, and the name does get tossed around a little bit still. I haven't had him on the show, but one of the PWA legends, if I may take that bold venture.
You may.
And since everyone else pretty much seems to be dead, I guess we'll skip on. Who was the, we got your favorite, who was your least favorite opponent? And Chris is a comp out, so.
Actually, I haven't fought Chris yet.
There you go.
So, I can't say that. I fucking hate fighting Alex. Fact is, he beats me every fucking time we have fought.
And you've got a long-standing feud.
Alex, who's Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the Razor Dolls Alex. Okay.
Lisa.
Razor Dolls.
And Lisa have been feuding with each other for 5 years and have never once had a singles match.
You ever get, you ever have to deal with Alexis?
Alexis Sykes?
Yeah.
Yeah, once or twice. I have fought every single person in the self-inflicted drama.
Let me ask you guys this. Now, I've seen Alexis, I've seen Lisa. I always thought Alexis was the main one for Alex, but it seems Lisa Seldon is the huge background. Which one really is his main girl? Which one, does he even have one, or are they both sort of just like what mood he's in, he'll go with one of them?
All the fans I've been in have Lisa. I think Lisa's the one with all the connections.
So Alexis Sykes is just sort of a side project, like Dahlia.
I don't know. Brian Blade's my main character, but I seem to use Riona a lot lately.
Okay.
I guess it's sort of the same way.
Alright. Here's the third part of this. Who do you want to fight?
Shaq.
And remember, half the roster is in this chat room.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, I kind of want to fight off against you, Kyle.
Finally. No.
Fact is, yeah, Chris would challenge the hell out of me, but I'd be I'd almost fear going into a match with Chris, because I just know that he's gonna. Actually, wait, no, I beat Chris. Never mind. I take that back. I actually did fight Chris in one of my GB title matches, and I won that match. Thank you very much.
Well, you got a winner for Chris, not something a lot of us can recently gloat about.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I have a win over everybody in this chat room except for you, Rob.
Yeah.
When'd you beat me?
I don't think we've ever faced off. And I'm glad.
I beat Alex in the Champion vs. Challengers match.
Oh, that's right. I don't think that, too.
Yeah, I cool. Think, I think all
right. I want to make a special mention that I don't like facing Thurston.
I don't think I ever faced Nightmare.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, so I think two are the two... The ones that come to mind that I haven't really faced off against yet. And now I won't.
In all honesty,
well,
that...
not as Phoenix, but it was whatever character you use now.
Well, I've already got the Dosky quote ready. I've got the standard, I'm a lot smaller than you, but I'm going to kick your fucking ass speech ready.
Yeah.
Good thing I have my standard yes, so what speech ready.
Oh man, I just realized since Moke's a new guy, that means he'll get to go up against Chris for the TV title eventually. I hate that. All right. This is not my five questions, though. Please continue.
Well, just on a wonderful personal side note, I think we can all agree that Chance vs. Challengers match was just one big clusterfuck. And with it being decided that it was going to be a storyline ending, I think it just made everyone a bit more agitated, at least on the losing side. But anyway, we come to our favorite and last
question. Hey, I won that. I'm happy I won that match.
Like I said, on the losing side, thank you for paying attention. So anyway, Rich, 10 years is a long time. Out of that, do you have a favorite occurrence? Just something that sticks out in your mind as a personal favorite something out of the last 10 years.
First of all, you use the words 10 years is a long time a lot. It's almost
late.
Like me. It's almost
late.
Like the occurrences. Ever read a Riona Lang RP and count times I say the fact.
I couldn't follow that tweet with
honestly,
in my ear.
Honestly, my favorite moment would have to be the first time I won a world title. It was back in 2000. I won the it was an email Fed ICW, and I had been basically carrying the Fed as the top heel for a couple months, and it was my first world title. It was the first time that any of the bookers had actually given a shot on me, and it was I was very happy about it.
Was that Blade?
Yeah, that was a Blade. Riona's top moment would have to be the sorry to say this, Thurston, but the CWA world title that I won would probably be my top moment as Riona. As much as I liked that PCW world title, I beat Ledge for it.
Well, Ledge has come a long way since then.
I know.
But yeah, that was back then.
Fact is, not only my favorite moment about that whole thing was that not only did I win the title, I wrote the match that I won the title in.
That's a nice little icing on the cake.
Yeah. Thurston knows this. He's read probably more of my matches than anybody. I don't write small.
No, but you also take a hell of a long time.
Yep.
Just ask Chris about that.
ask anybody. Ask Sable.
Yeah.
I wrote 3 matches for CWA. They were all late. But they were all like super page long matches. The shortest match I did for CWA was the Elimination Chamber. I wrote the 60-minute match Iron Man, which actually about took 60 minutes to read. And then I also did the 49-minute match with Riona Nightmare. All three of the matches,
which also took 60 minutes to read.
All three of those matches can be read on Riona's profile, by the way.
Thank you for the cheap plug. Always, always plus on this show.
Yeah, her blog takes up a gig in space because of the matches.
I'd also like to I'd like to thank Ben Duke for his AOWF media account.
Because of the unlimited space.
Yes.
Good old Ben Duke, who's on episode 5?
3.
Four.
Three's McNasty, four is McNasty, where
yes,
he doesn't
that's
know
right.
who Ben
that's
Duke
right.
is.
So, yeah, good old Ben Duke.
And that kills the 5 questions.
Yes. All right. Just in time.
Put on, oh, wait, no, I don't want it open for a gunshot.
So we're going to take a yet another break, and we will come back, and we will close this bitch up. That's the only problem. Yeah.
Parlez vous francaise? None? Then you need the all-new International Log! Just tug its twig, and you'll turn your log into a talking tree, fluent in 5 foreign tongues! There's French!
Allez, viens, mon coco!
German! Rushbedeutsch, strudel! Espanol!
Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir.
Spanish!
I am a bearded lady.
And, of course, New Yorkese!
Hey! Can't you see I'm walking here?
Yes, Log! All nations love Log! So hurry now to your local store and be the first in your country to have the International Log!
What rolls downstairs from odor and hairs rolls over your neighbor's dog. What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's Log, Log, Log. It's Log, Log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's Log, Log. It's better than bad, it's good.
Tout le monde aime le log.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I got your log right here.
Everyone needs a log. Wants a log. Love it, log.
Yes, sir, I like it.
Hey, we're back. Look at that. That was exciting. I hope you enjoyed that word from our sponsor. We've got no... wait a minute. Let me check. We had no email as of just a couple minutes ago. Are there any comments on
Yes. Yes, there is.
I didn't write anything.
We have a comment.
There is a comment.
Yes, there is.
What Skype recorder did we end up settling on in the end? Well, that's our good friend Project X, who I was just curious about a few moments ago.
Dedicane.
Well, I decided I use Pamela for Skype. It is a it's full featured. It'll log like your chats. Which is not a feature I really care about, but it does it. It does the thing where I like the background music during the 5 questions. It lets me play that so like everybody that's in on the call can hear it, so I don't actually add that in during editing. It does a fine job of recording, and I don't have to what I was doing before. And I think I might have gone over this, but it was recording my voice as one track and then everybody else's voice as a second track, which Pamela does also. But the problem was all the other software I tried out, they weren't syncing quite right, so I would actually have to go in and edit and move and slide shit around, and that was a very time-consuming process. With Pamela, editing this is very, very fast for me. I can just go in and cut out what I don't need and... everything syncs and it sounds fine, and I can cut and paste without any kind of noise distortion. So, and there's a few different varieties of it. I've got apparently the professional version, which I believe if I really, really wanted it to, would allow me to just do some editing and uploading to particular websites. But since I have my own site and everything, I don't use that. So there you go. That's what we use. Pamela for Skype. Yeah, that was interesting, dude. I'm sure everybody
thanks for the, I'm sure that I'm thanking you for the plug right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I out of with our 30 listeners, I bet. Oh, and here's the other thing. I actually did buy the software. I didn't just crack it. So they got their $25 from me. Somebody made fun of me for that, but I'm like, I'm a software developer, so you know, if I find a piece of software that actually works and does a good job, especially if it's got a free trial that lets me try everything out before I have to pay for it, then I'm more than happy to pay for good software. I just don't like paying for crap. So there you go.
I hear you, man.
But so if anybody is wanting to record their own podcast or do whatever, or even just record Skype for whatever, this does have like a 30-day free trial that you can try out. So there you go. Yeah. The sigh, the big sigh that means it's after midnight, ladies and gents.
3 hours.
Yeah. Before we all go, I'd like to say I am sorry for the horribleness of trying that voice changer program out in the beginning of the show. Fact is, it wasn't ready for prime time, and I thought it
was.
Well,
you know what? That's okay. We're glad to have a guest this week. Last week, of course, was the 4th of July weekend, and I was just too lazy to record a show. And
yeah, I came on Saturday night to wait for you, and you never showed up.
Well, Friday I went to some friends and bought some fireworks. I went over to their place. They set all those off. We played some Rock Band, which is awesome. And then Saturday I actually started out the day with every intention of recording, and then as the day went on, I got to mention this. I had exactly one drink on the 4th of July, okay?
It's an awesome story.
That's actually one drink more than I had.
Yeah, so I...
You told me you didn't drink at all, Rob.
Huh?
You told me you didn't drink anything. That was what made it so funny.
No, I drink rarely. And whenever I do drink, I don't drink to get drunk. See, I don't like... I don't really like the taste of alcohol that much. I never acquired a taste for beer. You know, a lot of people get that in like high school because it's cheap and they go to parties and there's beer and that's what they
drink because
that's what there is to drink, right? But I never did that, and so I would just drink like Coke or Pepsi. And so once I got old enough to buy my own alcohol, I was always of the opinion that if it doesn't taste good, since I'm not drinking to get drunk, I would rather just have something that does taste good and I'll just have a Coke. So I drink the girly stuff. My favorite drink is the Fuzzy Navel, which is vodka, peach schnapps, and orange juice. Basically, anything with orange juice is good, but that's because I really, really like orange juice. So,
rum and Coke, vodka and Coke.
So
stuff like
yeah,
that.
So there you go. That's anyway. So I head over there with and I have one drink. Oh, and Mike's Hard Lemonade is my bottled beverage of choice. So because it also tastes very good, and I like lemonade. So anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
So, having said all of that, go over there, and I go there because I just want to play Rock Band. I could care less about fireworks. And so I have one drink, and this is – so I am not drunk, not anywhere near drunk. We play some Rock Band, have a hell of a time. I come home. I go to bed, and like I wake up maybe an hour later just in agony. And I'm like, I'm going to puke. I'm like, I don't want to puke. Nobody likes to puke. But I'm like, I don't think I've got enough.
Bulimics like puking.
Huh? Yeah, ouch. I don't know if they like it, but they are compelled. So I end up puking like 3 or 4 times. And that's why I was stressing that I had a drink. It wasn't because I was drunk. It was because I don't know why, but I was – so my throat was sore and I was tired and I just was not in a good mood Saturday. And instead I decided to go see Hancock. Yeah, we saw Hancock last weekend instead of recording.
Come save us, hand job.
So,
anyway.
So it was all right. I mean, it wasn't like the best superhero movie, but it was a Will Smith movie. You know what I mean? So
it was better than I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
Hey, I like
that
movie.
Yeah, that movie was awesome. Actually,
it was all right, but Hancock.
Have you seen the the original ending that they didn't use? Which,
no,
like
no, I haven't.
Way well, yeah, I would say it's better.
Did they go with the book ending?
It's closer to the ending.
No,
If they'd gone with the book ending, I would have tried Tears of Joy in the theater.
No, it's closer in that they're there to get the zombie vampire that he's experimenting on back, and that's all they want. They're not there to kill anything. They just want the one that he's got captured back. And so he lets them in, and they just take her away, and that's, you know. So it's closer to the book ending. Shows that, you know, that they're intelligent. They've got their own little society set up and everything. But anyway, I don't even. Oh, and I was drinking tonight, by the way, like one drink. So typically now whenever I record the podcast, I think this is directly on Kyle's shoulders. I do tend to have a Mike's Hard Lemonade while I record the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's mostly, though, that I've had these, the same, like, four of them out of a six-pack sitting in my refrigerator for goddamn near forever, and I'm down to, like, one left. So, that's how much I drink. Those are probably from April. So, I'm trying to make room in the refrigerator by drinking my alcohol. So, that's it. My drinking habits. Anybody else have any beverages that they enjoy? The Fuzzy Navel?
I like the Jack Daniel's Country Coolers.
Oh, those are pretty good, too. Those are good.
Actually, after... Oh.
Huh, what?
After last weekend, 3 days of drinking, I found out that coconut rum and pineapple juice is quite the good drink.
Yes, it is. Not, it's close to a pina colada.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of coconut rum, but yeah, that sounds all right. Actually, I went to a friend's wedding, and there was a bar, and we were... I was having no intention of getting drunk again, but... my friends taught me to go into the bar with them to get a drink, and I ordered the Fuzzy Navel because why not? And the female bartender made fun of me. And I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. She asked me if I was wearing my pink panties, and I told her, indeed I am. Give me my goddamn drink. So, and I got it was supposed to be a Tom Collins, but they didn't know how to make a Tom Collins. And so it was a gin and something starts with a G. I'm too tired. Grenadine, but it had cranberry juice in it, and it was so damn tasty. But apparently, it was not at all what a Tom Collins is supposed to be. So I was a little bit sad that I will never have whatever the fuck drink that they concocted for me again because it tasted really, really good. And in fact, it would be my new favorite drink if I thought that I could ever order it again with any and have it duplicated, but I can't.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, it is a shame. It was actually, if you ever had the Sex on the Beach drink, it was similar to that, but not quite that. But anyway, yeah, I'm sure nobody really cares about my drinking habits.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't drink. I'm straight
edge. Who's this? So I'm sorry, I'm really tired. I'm not sure who's talking anymore. Really, are you really straight edge? You're just saying you're straight edge.
I'm straight edge. I'm real straight edge.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't actually have any alcohol until I was old enough to buy it. So I was over 21, and I don't drink much. But,
yeah, I only had wine before then because
I fucking hate wine. I just don't. I don't like alcohol. So,
Rob, if I may interject, you know that time it was you, me, and Matt, or no, Joe. We had our drunk stories. Rich and Thurston haven't. Well, Rich can't, I guess. Thurston never gave us a drunk story if he does have one.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I did tell some stories.
Well, the thing is, I've never actually been drunk. I can drink and drink and drink and never get drunk.
That's sad. I'm so sorry.
It all depends. I've seen what happens with some people. My uncle nearly drove us off a cliff once.
Well, there's a difference. There's knowing where you can get really drunk and have fun stories that aren't fun at the time but end up being funny, and then there's doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, most people I've been around do the stupid shit. So.
Yeah, I'm apparently.
I'd rather not be like them.
Yeah, I just apparently get even more obnoxious whenever I'm drunk, which my wife finds incredibly amusing. I'm sure nobody else.
I do get a nice buzz, and I find out that I'm quite the flirt when I'm like that.
All right.
And which is pretty bad, because naturally I'm one with the ladies anyway.
All right, ladies, we're gonna close this up because I just all of a sudden like fucking zonked out. So here we go. We're gonna thank all of our guests, all of them, even Sabina,
all 10 of them.
Yeah, who was not here for very long, but she was here for a little while. So hopefully we can get her on maybe next week or so.
Hey, her German accent was better than my Mechanica is Riona voice.
She was pretty good. So I'm actually looking forward to talking to her, especially because I don't know how hush hush it is, but
there's got to be a story behind that character.
Yes, but she's working on a little something that once that comes all together is going to be really really cool. But I don't want to talk about too much because I don't know, you know, what's supposed to be a surprise, what's not. But anyway, it'll be cool. And so thanks to Rich for coming on, and Alex Wilkie was here without SpongeBob this time, and we got T on for the second time, so
glad to be here,
and that's it. So we'll come back at you next week, most likely. So see you then. Doo-doo-doo-doo. That's the closing theme music.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up. Said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly, yeah. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut, and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut, and call me in the morning.
I'll tell you.